Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Chaverim, Shalom. Yes, I, Pesach, Sameach, and here in the Chol HaMoed, in the intermediate days, here at the third day of the Chag HaMatzot, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, Chag HaMatzah, of the Matzah right here. We're at day three, intermediate days. So we have, as HaTorah says, like the first and like the last, our Shabbaton, our like out-called holy invocation, out-called gathering. And then we have the intermediate days. So we have Aliyot here for the intermediate days. And here we are at day three right here on the ear and in the iris. So right here, just an overview, the Chol HaMoed, Chol HaMoed, sometimes abbreviated CH and like a one quotation and an M for the Chol HaMoed, which are the intermediate days. These are the days that are between like the two like beginning days, namely, and the two ending days of the feast of the festival. Now, in the Eretz Yisrael, and when we're in the land, so it's the east of the river now, well, Fasika Pesah, right, is seven days long, with the middle 5 days, which are regarded as the Chol HaMoed, or the intermediate days of the feast, the festival. Now, Song of Songs of Solomon, Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs is customarily read during the morning service of the Shabbat of Pesach, morning service, or during the morning service of the seventh day of Pesach. Pesach, Passover, that Pesach is actually that evening, between the evenings and the beginning. Then we have here the 7 days connected with Pesach, connected with Fasika. Then we have the seven days of the unleavened bread. Here we are at day three. Now let's note as well, there's also the 49 day, like the Omer, the counting of the Omer. So we're going to go to the law and to the testimony. What is the Omer? Now the Omer, you find that in translated in, I think KJV calls it the sheaf of wheat. So we look into Leviticus chapter 23, which gives us a good overview, right, of the seven feasts, the seven festivals, the Mo'edei, right, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the feast, the festivals of Jehovah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. So we have the seven, and there's three seasons. Three times in the year shall all the males of Yisrael, as HaTorah say, right, present themselves, appear, the word says appear in the place that he sets his name. So the three times, so the seven feasts, right, are in three seasons. Here the beginning, right, here the beginning with Abib, the beginning of the Hebrew, we could say the churchical, or the Taha, the Kehillah, the outcalled assembly. Here's where we have the appointments. So here's the first of the appointments, the first of the three times, beginning with Passover on that eve, between the evenings. Then after that, we have the 7 days of the unleavened bread. And then when we get to, is it Leviticus, Leviticus 23? Let's go here, just so that we'll know what the gathering is for. Let's get the scripts right here. Start from low degrees to high degrees. Let's start from KJV by the King James Version right here. At a first basic step. So here, no, it's actually verse 9. In verse 9, Leviticus chapter 23, we get to verse 9, and then we have the Feast of Jehovah, the third of the feast, the festivals that occur in the first season. So basically, season of the three times, season one, there are three feasts. Then season two, there's the one, there is the harvest, festival, Feast of Weeks, also known as, in the Koine Greek, as the 50th day or Pentecost, the harvest feast, right? Then at the end of the churchical, ecclesiastical, the Hebrew, the holy year, in the seventh month, the seventh moon, then we have the three final feasts or trumpets, right? The Day of the Atonement, right? And then tabernacles. So usually the first time, the first season, in the first season, right? Right here, 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 it's called Pesach or Passover. As the third season is usually named for tabernacles or Sukkot in gathering. But there are seven feasts, seven festivals. So here, let's touch on the first three right here. We have Pesach, Pesach, Passover. Here we have Unleavened Bread, the memorial feast, the 7 days of the Unleavened Bread. And then we have First Fruits. Now, First Fruits and the connection with Yeshua HaNotri, with Robeinu Yeshua, and his resurrection and Moshiach risen and Christ risen. What amongst the Christians, right, Eastern, Western, you know, among the Christians, they may refer to it as Easter, right? But coming from HaTorah, so we can see the true groundation, right, of what Robeinu Yeshua has done and what is fulfilled in the Brit Chadasha, it's important to focus on Leviticus chapter 23, verses 9 to 14. And this here connects with what is often referred to as Resurrection Sunday. Might have heard the expression, heard say, Resurrection Sunday, right? Now, if you say, well, there's no Sunday worship. Yes, well, you know, sometimes we can have a zeal. We can have a zeal as Rav Shaul, a.k.a. the Apostle to the Gentiles, our brother, the Apostle Paul, as he says, that many of I and I, many of the Israelites have a zeal. I may have to be zealous, but we need to get the da'at, the knowledge. According to this right here, now this corresponds here with what has proceeded for the Western Gentile, the Catholics and the Protestant Christians, this previous Sunday, the first day called Sunday among the Gentiles, was in the Western Gentile church and the Protestant daughter churches was their Easter. Interestingly enough, coming forward, right, after the fulfillment of the Passover here in this season, comes to the 23rd, according to the Gregorian April 23rd, 2022, right, the morrow, that's a Shabbat day, the morrow after the Shabbat is what is known in the Orthodox Ethiopian church, right? The Church of He Who Have the Key of Great King David, the Church of Brotherly Love, is known as Tensai. Properly, it's known as Tensai. Often among the Gentiles, right? Many of the careless Ethiopians refer to as Easter. They'll say Ethiopian Easter, even though that whole Easter thing is based on a poor translation or mistranslation, even in the King James Version of the Bible. In that very one place that it does say Easter, the underlying Hebrew Septuagint text says Pascha, Pascha. This shows the influence, right, of the Hebrews on the New Testament Greek, Pascha, Pascha. So it doesn't even say Easter. That's in the translation. But correctly, right, coming forward on the 24th of April, which is the first day called Sunday, on the morrow after the Shabbat. So question, Chaberim. When many of our very zealous, you know, brothers, Israelite, Hebrew brothers say there's no worship on Sunday, they are correct because we didn't use the term Sunday for the first day. The Yom HaRishon is the first day and not so much Sunday. That's the Western Gentile, right? But here, the connection of the resurrection of HaMoshiach Robeinu, right, on that first day morning, you know, that they call Sunday in the translation. Here we go to Leviticus chapter 23 at verse 9, the feast of Jehovah, the third, right, in the first season, is first fruits, the Korin, which symbolizes here, brings out the word picture of Moshiach, risen. And Yahweh, Jehovah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, speak to the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, and say to them, when y'all be come into the land that I give to you and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye y'all shall bring a sheaf, to the connection of the Omer, a sheaf, a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to Ha Kohen, to the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, to be accepted for you on the morrow. Get this, here it goes. Highlight this. On the morrow, like tomorrow, the next day after tomorrow, on the morrow after the Shabbat. So therefore, the Shabbat is the seventh day, right? And this will correspond Hebraically, metaphorically, to the eighth day, or in the count of the Shavuah, of the strong or the weak, to the first day. On the morrow after HaShabbat, HaKohen, the priest, shall wave it. Now, we have to touch on the whole wave offering, right? And the true Hebrew perspective of what they call the Matev, Bamarinya, we say the Matev, or what they would call making the sign of the cross. The sign of the cross and the wave offering. Remind me, Chaburim, to go into more from the scripture, right? And the history of the sign of the cross, the original Hebrew meaning of the sign of the cross is the wave offering, for how the offering was waved, right? It was waved heavenward, right, to the earth, right, and from low degree to high degree in the four cardinal directions, the wave offering. So when shall the first fruits, symbolizing the resurrection of HaMoshiach and Yeshua, Robeinu, was raised by our father, Elohim Ha'ab, raised by Yeshua HaMoshiach, right? And here, corresponding with the fulfillment, according to the Brit Hadasha testimony, that fulfillment corresponding with the third day within that particular season, right? As the perfect, the ideal type, even the prophetic type concerning Daniel's prophecy and the middle of the week. Because the question now is about this Good Friday thing. Where we get this Good Friday thing? Right. It's interesting the confusions of the Hebrew that have led to a lot of these inventions, a lot of these make-believe, so to speak, in counterfeit Christianity. But here, verse 11 says, on the morrow after the Sabbath. So just answer that right there. Once say there's no Sunday worship, I can agree with my Hebrew chaburim, achim, on that right there. Yeah, because we never use the term Sunday for the first day. But if that's to say that on the first day that we call Yom HaRishon, right, that the Gentiles call Sunday, to say there's no worship, right, that would definitely be in contradiction with the scripture. So what we have to strike is the reference of it as Sunday. That's the Gentile way of mind. That's half original. That's the Gentile way of mind. Here, recognizing the morrow after HaShabbat is what day? It is the first, right, the first day. So on the first day, on the morrow after HaShabbat, the priest shall wave it, and ye all shall offer that day when y'all wave the sheaf. Oh, let's just do this right here. We'll look up the sheaf right here. We looked up before, but here on the air, this is the inspiration here on the day three. Of unleavened bread. Let's bring this up right here. Day three of unleavened bread, Leviticus. Leviticus, here we have the sheaf, and the sheaf is the Omer. So the Omer, the counting of the what? The counting of the sheaf, or the counting of the, in the Hebrew, the Omer. So he shall wave the Omer, and ye shall offer that day when y'all wave the Omer, the Omer, and he lamb without blemish of the first year for an ola la Yahuwah and a mincha, grain offering or a meal offering, not meat, because it's bloodless. The mincha, right, is often usually predominantly bloodless, the grain offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil. So how much is 2/10 deals? Also make another note. Let's get into the measurements. An offering made by fire, Be'esh, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah, for a sweet savor, as we give Yahuwah, Jehovah, all that smoke. If you say nowadays, yeah, you want to get that smoke, you want that smoke. No, we give that smoke, that sweet savor to Yahuwah, to Jehovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. The enemies, the wicked, the ratchet, they get the fire. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, yayin, wine, yayin, the fourth part of a hin, of a hin, of a hin, right? Said that a hin might be a ancient commit to you or mitzrayim measurement, but how much is this? So just make a note so we can put it into context as we study and grow in grace. Verse 14 here says, and ye and y'all shall eat. Now here's the instruction here in HaTorah. And ye y'all shall eat neither neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears until the selfsame day that ye, that y'all have brought an offering to Elohim, to your Elohim, your power. It shall be a statute, huk, hukat, right, forever throughout your generations and all, here's a key word, in all your dwellings. Now, there's some key as we study right here, but this is the section right here. This is the direction. This is the tau. This is the ord. This is the order right here. Now, this is intimately, directly connected with what occurred according to the Brit Chadasha in the resurrection of Yeshua, at what time, at what season it was, and also the reason why among Christianity and those Christians, East and West, the original ones were the Yehudi, right, as a Rabbeinu Yeshua, a Yehudi, but then amongst them and the Sunday connection, because of what it says right here in Leviticus 23:11. You know, a lot of people talk about Sunday worship, try to prove it. A lot of Gentile Christians that cast the Torah, HaTorah, right, or what they call the Old Testament behind them. And they do all sort of gymnastics trying to prove, you know, something about the first day that they call Sunday. The first thing they need to do is strike this whole Sunday and the whole Sunday worship, the whole Sunday, because just the first day, just in the count, the first day. But here is it scripturally, Hebraically, in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 11, and he shall wave the Omer, the sheaf, lifnei Yahuwah, before he who be who he be, which in the tabernacle sense, that would be before the patach, right, before the door of the Ohel Moed, before the door of the tabernacle. Within the tabernacle, that would be before the veil. And within the Holy of Holy, that would be before the Ark of the Covenant, just the position of what it means, say, lifnei or before he who be who he be, to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Shabbat. The priest, HaKohen, shall wave it. Now, lest some of them say, oh, well, that's just, you know, even some of the Hebrews might say, oh, that's just, that doesn't really mean it's Sunday. We didn't say it was Sunday. You said the first day that you and they call Sunday. But let's just go on to the next feast after we fulfill in this season, because the counting of the Omer, the counting of the sheaf is now connected, right, with another, you could say, quote, Christian, right, festival that really has its roots, right, Hebraically right here in HaTorah. And that's the Feast of Jehovah, the fourth one, which is the wave loaves. Loaves. Now, there's a difference in the bread. For example, the unleavened bread. Here's the matzah. The matzah. Right, the kita injera, Pomeranian and part, the kita, the flat, right, the kita injera, the unleavened bread. But then as we counting the Omer, what is the counting of the Omer, Chaberim? The counting of the Omer, right, is the counting of the sheaf. So when we say the word sheaf in Leviticus chapter 23, right, at verse 10, that sheaf is the Omer. So here. This connects with the Omer count. So the Omer count from that first day and with Rabbeinu Yeshua, the first day resurrection, he being the first fruits, right? That, you know, the connection right there. The Hebrew connection is with the first fruits right here, he being that first fruit, right? But there's still the counting. So here we go to Leviticus chapter 23, same chapter, verse 15, the feast of Yahweh, of Jehovah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, Holy One, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. The wave loaves, which symbolizes the Kehillah. Kehillah, the Kahal, Kahal. And He gathered, and He churched, and He gathers, the gathering. So we're giving you the Hebrew word, right? One of the Hebrew words that's translated later on for church, right? The Kahal, which means to gather, and the Kehillah. So here we have the Kehillah, the outcall, a holy convocation. KJV translates it as a set apart outcall gathering, assembly, at Pentecoste. Pentecost. Penta, 50 costa days, the 50 days after the resurrection of Christos, of Christ, the resurrection of HaMoshiach Yeshua, and HaMoshiach Yeshua's resurrection by Elohim Ha'ab, right, by Elohim the Father, right, is linked with the previous first fruits. So first fruits, right, the count, the sheaf, and here's the instruction, verse 15. And ye and y'all shall count to you from the morrow after the Shabbat. So what is the morrow? What's the next day after the Shabbat, the first day that they call Sunday? From the day that ye, that y'all brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Shabbats shall be complete, even to the morrow after the seventh Shabbat shall ye y'all number 50 days, and ye and y'all shall offer a new meal, mincha, a meal offering. Now, what's the key thing is that we're counting the barley, the abibeh, the barley harvest growing, like the barley crop, the sheaf of wheat. And here we have the mincha, which is called in translation falsely, at least in nowadays understanding, meat offering, the meal offering, the grain offering. Offering a what? A new kadasha, a new meal offering, a new grain offering to He who be who ye be. In other words, this is how the B'nai Yisrael, in a sense, this is how we take care of important matters of, you know, we say housekeeping. This is how we give thanks and praise the landlord, right, for his gift of the land. This is how, in another way of saying, how we pay our rent, so to speak, to Jehovah, to earth's rightful ruler. Ye shall bring out of your habitations two wave loaves. Now, here we have wave loaves, right? So in coming forward, as we count the 49 plus one day, right, till we get to harvest, which in the New Covenant sense is called Pentecost, which means the 50th day. We have the wave loaves of two-tenth deals. They shall be a fine flour. So what kind of offering? Fine flour. They shall be baking with leaven. So here we have in Pesach, no leaven. Counting 50 plus one days, we get leaven. So no leaven, leaven. There's a time and a season. They shall be baking with leaven or yeast. In other words, not the flat bread, the poor man's bread, but the more luxurious, we could say, bread, like the loaves, wave loaves. They shall be baking with leaven. They are the first fruits. They are the what? The first fruits to Jehovah, to Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. And ye shall offer, and y'all shall offer with the bread. Along with the bread. So you see what's happening? So on the morrow after the Shabbat, during the time of Pesach, right, when we're in the land, we offer what? A sheaf of wheat, right, or the sheaf, the omer, right? But then we're counting, right, where it says to count how many Shabbats? Two sevens clash. Seven Shabbats shall be complete, even to the what? The morrow. After the seventh Shabbat, 7 times 7 is 49, even to the next day after the seventh Shabbat, shall ye all number 50 days. 50 days. So we have 7 times 7 is 49 plus 1 is 50 days. And thus, in the Koine Greek that our ancient Yehudim spoke and speak, We called it Pentecost Day, the 50th day. Ye shall offer what? It says, even to the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall ye number 50 days. So it's counting the Omer, counting as how's it going, how is it growing. And ye shall offer a new mincha, 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 modern Hebrew called the mincha, right? The mincha, mincha to Yahuwah, right? So just going on right here, 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 it says once again, ye shall bring out of your habitations two wave loaves of two-tenth deals. They shall be a fine flour. They shall be baking with leaven. So here the application of the leaven, and it says they are the first fruits, right? The first fruits, right? The first fruits to Jehovah. And ye and y'all shall offer with the bread seven lambs without blemish in the first year, and one young bullock, two rams. They shall be for Olah to Jehovah with their mincha and their drink, the nesek, drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of sweet savor. So it's all about the smell and the smoke and the smell to Jehovah. Then ye y'all shall sacrifice one kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin offering, and two lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of shelamim. So here we're studying this according to the pattern. As Moshe was commanded, see that he do all things according to the pattern. See that we do all things recognizing the pattern recognition here. So we look into Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews, and the Brit Chadasha. We can see that which has been fulfilled. And what is the pattern, the new and the living way. Verse 20 says, and HaKohen, the priest, shall wave them. So again now, he waves. So first we have almost like a tithe, that first sheaf, right, during first fruits, during the Pesach time. And then we're counting, right, from that morrow after the Shabbat, right? So we're counting basically from the first of the Shavuah, from the first of the week, from the first of the strong, right? Seven Shabbats complete until the morrow, the next day, the first day, the Yom HaRishon, after the seventh Shabbat. So here we have the scriptural sense of the two sevens here in the count. And HaKohen, the priest, shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering, listen to Yahuwah, with the two lambs. They shall be wholly set apart to he who be who he be for HaKohen, for the priest. Verse 21 and 22, just to seal up this section right here, looking forward, the connection of this third day here, right, particularly here with the fulfillment in HaMoshiach and the counting to what is known as the Feast of the Holy Spirit in the Messianic terms and in many of the Christian terms, especially among the true church and the professing church, the church of he who have the key of great King David, the Ethiopian Tewahedo church, the church of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Looking at the principles, the precepts, and the practices. Verse 21, and ye and y'all shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be a holy convocation, Nikra Kodesh, a set-apart outcall gathering, assembly to you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generation. Wait, hold on right here. It's saying that you shall proclaim the selfsame day. What day of the Shavuah is this? This is actually the morrow after the seventh day Shabbat. So this means on the what? The first day and the connection of that first day resurrection of the Moshiach Yeshua should be noted. It shall be a statute, right? A chok, chukah, right? Forever, right? In all your dwellings throughout your generation. Verse 22, and when ye y'all reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy fields when thou reapest. So here, Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem is giving us, the landlord is giving us the instruction in his land. He says, when y'all reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field should not just gather every single thing that grew, right? When thou reapest, neither shall thou gather any gleanings of thy harvest. In other words, gather, but don't like make clean riddance. Don't be greedy, in other words, when you harvest in your land, right? He says, neither shall thou gather any gleanings of thy harvest. Don't gather the gleanings. Thou shalt leave them. Leave them to the poor, to the pole, to the poor, and to the stranger. Ani Yahweh Elohim, I be he who be, we be Yah Elohim. So Shema Yisrael, right here. Third day, counting of the Omer principle.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments of the Ten and man elaborate on hand.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Achad, hear O Israel, hear O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
So this is the third day of the feast, the festival of unleavened bread, here on the Monday, the Monday. That's the second day of the Shavuot. We have a psalm right here. The evening psalm right here. Yes,
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cross, you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48. Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Kora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide forever, guide forever, guide forever, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Kora. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כתבי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימינך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Yes, good evening, Star. I'm going to ride up with the third day Ali and just now, but here. Good evening.
Foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Yes. And the doctors have an important role in the I way, and especially even in the Shabbat with the Baraka, and also in Miriam's cup and chalice, and even the Exodus and the doctors of Israel. Here. Sister Desiree with Zion to the theme of the evening Psalm 48, going to write up the third day's Aliyot here for the Chag HaMatzah, day three. But first...
Holy, 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 holy.
Chapter 13, verses 1 to 16, and Numbers chapter 28, verses 19 to 25, the fire key, the word sound of the offering, prophet reading for first fruits. Here we don't have a direct prophet's reading right here for the intermediate days, but often for Pesach, Song of Songs. So pick up on that as well with the Brit Chadasha, New Covenant reading, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, focus verses 20 to 23, Romans chapter 4, focus verse 25, Acts of the Apostles chapter 26, focus verses 22 to 23, and the Gospel according to Yohanan, John's Gospel chapter 20, focus verses 1 to 29. So here in the pattern here at this third day corresponds within the Brit Chadasha with the resurrection of Yeshua, also with HaTorah, right, according to a perfect principle of the feast of first fruits, the Bikurim. And here also is a time and season of the counting of the Omer. Now, different communities and different ones, Yehudi,
by different Jews, Judahites, and different ones. There's some interesting reasonings on when and how and even if they count the Omer, but the counting of the Omer is significant, and we see it within the Brit Chadasha, within the testimony of the New Covenant Scripture as being fulfilled, or that fulfillment in Robeinu and through Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christ. But what is the counting of the Omer? It's the counting of that sheaf of wheat. It's the starting. When is the start, right? And the counting of those seven Shabbats, right? Counting seven Shabbats complete, as we have in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 to 22. But the fuller link is with the third feast, which is first fruits, that takes place in the first season. So remember, seven feasts of Jehovah and three times in the year. Here is the first time in the year with three of the feasts, namely Pesach, Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits. So the counting of the Omer is the counting each of the 49 days between Pesach, between Fasica, between Passover, and Shavuot. Attention to the word Shavuot, or as they call it, Shavuot, Shabbat, and seven. Has within it weeks, the seven, also seven, the sevens, right? Shavua is a week, right? But the Hebrew of that comes from the groundation of seven, Shabbat. So Shavuot is weeks. So between Pesach and the Feast of Weeks, known as Harvest and also called Pentecost, as stated in the scripture, Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 and 16, the beginning, right, of that particular count, and HaTorah, the command to count 49 days. Or in the translation, we like where it says, seven Shabbats complete. Seven Shabbats complete. So what's interesting that the word Shabbat both refers to the day, but in the Hebrew context, to the set. And the day, the seventh day, is a seal of the set of the seven, right? And the seven right there is the Shabuah, the strong, that's called the week. Just to check that out and make that connection Hebraically, because some of these things, unless we look at it from the point of view of the Hebrew, we're never really going to see the full or the true, right? But sort of true. But here, getting to the roots, the groundation, the Torah commandment to count 49 days or seven Shabbats, seven Shavuos complete, beginning from the day on that the Omer, Ha-Omer, the sheaf of wheat, a sacrifice containing an Omer measure of barley. Now, Omer is literally the sheaf, right? A sheaf. It's almost like a stalk of wheat, right? Or a stalk even of Eishes, so to speak, right? For the counting of the crop, a sacrifice containing an Omer measure of barley was offered, right, in HaHekal. The Hekal is the temple, the word in Hebrew for temple, Hekal, or the Beit Mikdash, the house of the holy, Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, up until the day before an offering of wheat, before an offering. So we start out with the barley and then we move forward to the wheat, right? Offering of wheat was brought to HaHekal, to the temple, on Shavuot, on weeks, on sevens. Literally, it'd be sevens, Shavuot, but implying weeks, the 7 weeks. So verily, verily, in Yohanan, John's Gospel 12:24, verily, verily, amen, amen, truth, truth, I say to you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth all one alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit, it bringeth forth enough fruit. So hear the words of Robeinu, Ina, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach. He says, verily, verily, I say to you, except a corn, right, of wheat, fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth nuff fruit. So here, before we even ride up, I'd like to share the lesson of the Baraka, the lesson of Khan. Right, not corn. Well, that's another lesson right there. But the lesson of bread. We were speaking about that before. And once again, give thanks to Young Shiva. Young Shiva, give thanks, Sister Kim. She reminded me of that, that previously we had shared this right here, and also to Rabbi Doni for the contribution to this right here. So the lesson, right? The lesson of bread, right? The lesson, the testing, and the blessing. The lesson of bread right here, the fundamental lesson of bread right here. So here, let's bring this up right here. Where's the lesson of bread? Here we have it right here. Shema Yisrael. And then we'll just go through some of the basics here for day three, but this is all part of the lesson of bread. Because looked at in agricultural terms, see, we have to get out of the concrete jungle. Both get out of the concrete jungle off the Mitzrayim, off the grid, right out of this spiritual Egypt, but also get out of the way of thinking in the concrete jungle. And we put it into the proper context. Oh, what a baraka. Here, Shema Yisrael. Lesson of bread.
Now, there's a very good section in this book right here by one named Rabbi Daniel Lapin, L-A-P-I-N. It's Business Secrets from the Bible, Spiritual Success Strategies for Financial Abundance. It's an interesting book right here. I mentioned it before. Business Secrets from the Bible, Rabbi Daniel Lapin. He has some videos as well. Give thanks to the Habarim, Brother Yifdeya, Brother Yasin, also for sharing certain links. I remember, I think there were some audios on the Upper Room of Zion that was shared previously. But here, in the season, in the time, and just to kind of zoom in, right, on the practical, right, and also the prophetic and the prosperity aspect, the baraka, the blessing of the word, right, in its fullest sense. And what does Torah, right, what does Jah's direction, instruction, teachers, and the ancient Chokmah, the wise mind, right, the wise mind. Now, there's an intro here. We're in chapter 6, and we're zooming in right here on chapter 6. And here, the statement here in Rabbi Daniel Lapin's book, Our True Wealth is Other People, reminds me of the teaching of His Majesty, right, that the ultimate resource of a nation is its people, right? And so we're just going to scroll into this section right here. He says, you, the I must start loving other people and giving them, he says, the respect they deserve. We will, you know, because of what the scripture says about respect, right, that honor, right, the word honor is the operative word, the word honor, right? There's that word to honor, right, you know, to honor. You know what I mean? Honorable, like the honor that they deserve, right? They are your everything. Love them, respect them, honor them, value them. Every single one of them, no matter how irritating or inconsequential a person may seem, you need them. People collectively are your wealth. This is why our ability to make money depends on how well we connect and communicate with others. Now, later in this book, he says we're going to help you learn to become more fluent, articulate, persuasive in order to better connect, communicate, collaborate, and create with other people. Now, here is where this particular word we'd like to share right here is. It says, have you ever wondered why bread is sacramental in all of the faiths that are based on the Bible of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? A sacred sacrament involving bread is common to many churches, not just Judaism and Christianity, though certainly all flavors of those. I have my regular Sabbath table at which my wife prepares two special Sabbath breads. And nothing starts until we make a baraka, a blessing over the bread. What is so special about bread, you may ask? The answer can be found in the beginning of Genesis, the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, Bereshit, the Sefer Bereshit, called Genesis, when Adam and Eve sinned when they ucked up by eating the fruit of the tree in the Gan Eden, in the Ganeta Eden, the Garden of Eden. They were upset. They prayed. They atoned for their sin, for their Chet, their uckery, their falling short, their lack, their forfeiture. Finally, Elohim said, by the sweat of your brow, you will eat bread. This is often erroneously believed, be naive, to be part of their punishment for eating the forbidden fruit. This is false. That is pseudo, to believe that this word, by the sweat of your brow, you will eat bread, is part of their punishment for the eating of the forbidden fruit. That's pseudo. The punishment the punishment, what was the punishment? The punishment was eviction from the Gan Ba'eden, the Ganet Ha'eden, the Garden of Eden, and the ushering of Mot, Mawet, Mavet, Mavet, some would say, Mawet, Mot, death, into the world. Eating bread is no punishment. Bread is delicious. By the sweat of your brow, you shall eat bread. This is Elohim's mercy. Adam and Heva, Hawa, right? Haywan had sinned, had ucked up, had forfeited, had fallen short, and they are now being shown mercy. Elohim is telling them from now onward they will eat that which they have worked for by the sweat of their brows. He does this because he knows they will find satisfaction in reaping what they have sowed. This is the key. Finding satisfaction in reaping what they have sowed. They will better savor that bread which they have earned. Elohim invents a food that only human beings are going to eat, and that is bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Bread is, he says, bread is an incredible food, right? He says a wonderful, very credible, right? Food, because it takes cooperation, cooperation, together operating, cooperation between people. Someone must farm the wheat. Someone must grind the wheat into flour. Someone must bake the flour into bread. Here we see cooperation. Here we see cooperation among at least three separate disciplines, usually three different people. In modern times, it also requires agricultural workers and industry to build the farm equipment, trucks and truckers to haul the bread, and vendors to market it. All these people cooperate, 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 and the result is a delicious, crusty, warm loaf of bread. Prior to bread, whenever Adam or Haywan or Heva, Hawa, felt hungry, they simply reached up for the nearest plum or apple and ate whatever was at hand. But from here on out, they would have to plan in advance in order to make bread. Another key point, plan in advance in order to make bread. One must plan in advance in order to make bread. When you are hungry for bread, it is not the time to start planning wheat for flour. Again, when you are hungry for bread, it is not the time to start planning or planting. It's not the time to start planting wheat for flour. That must be done in advance. Bread, making bread, requires faith, emunah, admittance, emnet, right? Planting wheat and flour, right, is not when you're hungry. You have to do this all in advance. This is an important point right here. Planning in advance in order to make bread. When you are hungry for bread, is not the time to start planting wheat for flour. That must be done in advance. Making bread requires faith. When you put wheat seeds in the ground, that the crop will grow. In other words, making bread requires emunah, emnet. This is interesting now we think about this. The earth is Yahweh, Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof, that making bread requires emunah, emnet, amene, ma'amin, right? Faith, admittance, right? Emunah, emnet, the hymenot, the living faith, faith, admittance, admitting as true, right? That admittance in truth and admitting as true. Making bread requires faith that when you put wheat seeds in the ground, that the crop will grow. Flour must be made into dough. Next step of that process, flour must be made into dough. That must then be baked. Cooperation and time are needed. This is the key. Cooperation, working together, and time are needed to create anything of true human value. That is the lesson of bread. The lesson of bread. Right, the lesson of bread, right? The baraka, the blessing of bread, but first the lesson of bread. And it's absolutely essential to get this lesson of bread. What is the lesson of bread? You have to plan in advance in order to make bread. When you are hungry for bread, is not the time to start planting wheat for flour. That must be done in advance. Making bread requires faith, that when you put wheat seeds in the ground, that the crop will grow. So there's a relationship of faith, of admittance, right, of imnet, of emunah, of the hymenot, and in the hymenot. Making bread requires faith that when you put wheat seeds, the seed, the lesson of the seed, the soul went forth to sow a seed, and when you put wheat seeds in the ground, that the crop will grow. Flour must be made into dough. That then must be baked. That must then be baked after that process. So there's a process. Cooperation and time are needed to create anything of true human value. That's a very important point. Cooperation, working together, and time are needed to create anything of true human value. The lesson of bread, absolutely essential. Absolutely essential. See, so bread even just the lesson of bread. What's the lesson of bread? What's the blessing of bread? There is more, however, to the rite, to the ritual. After making the baraka, the blessing, on the bread, over my table, over I and I table, I sprinkle the bread with salt. And not because it tastes good or because salt is a nutrient for the body. Not because salt tastes good or because salt is a nutrient for the body. The Bible, the scriptures, right, is not a handbook for our bodies. Elohim assumes that human beings will develop medical science and knowledge, and medical science and knowledge, gnosis, da'at, scientia, scientia, will tell us what our bodies need. If the salt in the sacrament was for health reasons, because somebody say, well, salt is healthy. Yes, it is. The salt tastes good. Yes, it is, but that's not the reason. But if salt in the sacrament was for health reasons, we might also sprinkle a little potassium and iron fillings over our bread and put them on the offering as well. Of course, we do not do that. Why do we sprinkle salt? So the connection of bread and the connection also here of salt. Why do we sprinkle salt? We sprinkle salt over the bread because in the book of Leviticus, the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus, Vayikra, in Leviticus chapter 2, verse 13, it reads, you shall salt every meal offering. KJV says meat offering, but here this is the bloodless offering, every meal offering, mincha, right? You shall salt every meal offering with salt. You must not stop the salt of your Elohim's, your true good, your true God's covenant, from upon your offerings, what you offer. On every offering, you must offer salt. On every offering. Now, there's a very key Berit Chadasha, right? New covenant, renewed covenant sense of that. But let's just build right here. The reason why we sprinkle salt over the bread, right? The Shabbat bread, right? On that Shabbat, that sabbatical table. Why do we do this, right? Well, we do this because of what it is said and what we read and what is read in the book of Leviticus chapter 2, verse 13. You shall salt every meal, mincha, right, the grain offering, right, the meal offering, falsely interpreted in the latter sense of reading the 1611 as meat that is bloodless, right, over the grain offering, right, the meal, the mincha. You shall salt every mincha, meal offering, with salt. You must not stop the salt of your Elohim's covenant from upon your offerings. On every offering, you must offer salt. So what about salt? The salt creates a little environment of holiness, of idleness, of set apartness, a mini temple at our dinner, at our dining table, the shulchan. The salt creates a little environment of holiness, of set apartness, a mini temple at our seder table, our mesov, right, at the mesov, at the dinner, the dining table. In the sacramental moment, salt has a very important role to play. The salt is nothing other than the capturing of a primeval human memory. What is the salt? The salt is nothing other than a capturing of a primeval human memory that the sacrifices in HaHekal, in the temple, in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, use salt. This, of course, begs the question, why salt? Why? Why not iron or potassium? The answer is that salt is special and metaphorical. So according to the metaphysics, or there's a metaphorical sense, right, of it. Salt is the combination of two elements. What is salt? Salt is the combination of two elements, sodium and chlorine. It takes an atom of each to make a molecule of salt. One of these atoms is a positive ion and the other a negative ion, causing them to join together to form salt. It may interest you to know that prior to joining, sodium is terribly toxic and chlorine is poisonous. But together, they become something the body needs and craves. They become something tov, good. And so it is with people. The message here is that you can take two separate human beings who may be lo tov or no good, useless, or even toxic alone. But when you merge them together, they become more than the sum of their parts. This merger may be a marriage, or it may be a business partnership. This is what salt in the temple in HaHekal, right, in the Beit Mikdash, right, in the holy house in the temple, reminds us that when you bring people together, when you bring people together, the result is something so much more creative, so much more powerful than individuals could ever do or be alone, all one. Have you ever stopped to wonder why so many expressions for money involve bread? Have you ever? You just thought about it like, this is interesting that so many expressions for money involve bread. Will you lend me some bread? Got any dough? Many languages engage in this metaphorical association, not just Hebrew, because there is a primeval recollection of bread's capacity for bringing people together to bring about creativity and wealth. Once again, many languages engage in this metaphorical association, not just Hebrew, because there is a primeval recollection of bread's capacity for bringing people together to bring about creativity and wealth. It reminds us that in emulation of Elohim's ability to create the universe, the Iniverse, we too, I too, have the collective power of creation. We create babies, we create art, we create inventions, medicine, and bread. And yes, of course, we create business enterprises. Just remember that the creativity, this wealth, is only possible when we join together. Collaboration, collaboration requires at least two people working together, at least two people who are not identical. And while it brings about joy and gratification, the third tenet, creation, requires a deferment of gratification. The third tenet, right? The third tenet, creation, it requires a deferment, putting off of gratification. If you understand that creativity requires you to join with others, it should become obvious that other people are the key to your success. You must begin to look at them with love. You must, look at them with love. You can express that love by looking for ways to serve or do favors or treat others with honor, respect, love. This can be as simple as smiling and silently admitting your love for others to yourself. This can be as simple as smile and silently admitting your love for others to yourself. Try this. Before job interviews, phone conversations, business meetings, or any other interaction with another human being, put a smile on your face and tell yourself that you really love this other person. Realize that were you in their shoes, you may be less gracious than they are. You must show authentic warmth to others, even if they do not visibly reciprocate. Force yourself to do this if need be. Over time, it will become natural and feel and be genuine. Over time, your words and actions penetrate your soul, your nefesh, your psyche, and your nefesh, your soul, your psyche, believes and adopts them. Don't be discouraged by negative thoughts that may arise unbidden in your mind. You may feel like you should not say or do things that do not feel true in your heart. But such thoughts are destructive and violate biblical secrets of the ancient Judaic chokmah, the ancient Judaic wisdom, ancient Jewish wisdom and wise mind and inner understanding. There are many instances in which we should or must say things we don't believe, both to ourselves and to others. Consider a friend. Consider a friend who asks for your advice about a new suit only after they have purchased it and removed the tags. Though you might well believe the suit to be a sartorial disaster, they can no longer return it, and your advice is moot. In these cases, Elohim wants us to respond only with warm enthusiasm so that we may add to their joy of their new possession. Obviously, if they ask your opinion prior to purchase, your honest assessment is probably being solicited, and you should probably offer it. But if they are simply seeking affirmation of their choice, why would you criticize them for it?
They always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahido, to true teaching.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Truth is truth.
Imperial.
Your Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
የቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም።
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel.
Pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. There will be something for
Christos HaMoshiach, the anointed, the bringer of bread. Christ, the bringer of bread, according to the Gospel of Philip. Before the anointed, Christos HaMoshiach, came, there was no bread in the world. Just as the Gan Eden, as paradise, where Adam was, had many trees for the food of the animals, but did not have wheat for the food of human beings. And human beings were nourished like the animals. But when the anointed Christos HaMoshiach, the perfect human being, came, he brought bread from heaven, from Shemayim, so that human beings might be fed with the food of the human being. Christ, the bringer of bread.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. There will be something for you. Rasta works a manifest and it a blossom and a bloom. Nature always run its course, the tide is rising with the moon. It only take a spark to put a fire to the fume. What is hidden in the dark shall be revealed so very soon. Tell Pharaoh free the prisoners from the dungeons and the tomb. Tell the youths to not see dread and Babylon, put them in a platoon. The trials and the perils deeper down the blue lagoon. Them I want to know them history and I'll see them a moon. Christ fed the multitude.
destitute, only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind cannot for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Each and every time you see we forward up a door, there will be something for you. Jah gave Moses 10 commandments upon 2 tablets of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Samson slew the Philistines with a donkey jawbone. And David slew Goliath with a two-weapon. Blessed be the man where walketh not in a the war zone. Blessed be the man where hear not in a peon ground. Blessed be the herbs that keep we eye on a peon stone. Fire for your man where sit down in a Babylon drum. Killless woman go a dance and left them pick me them alone. Cannot take care of yourself, dig it the and ready in a room. Population under pressure, still them have more money crown. And all the wasted love that has been lost has now been found. Christ fed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind cannot for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. Still there is something.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Barku et Yahuaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai who is blessed now and for ever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim U'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai, Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Ayin I Elohim, Sovereign of the universe, King of the universe, Eternal King, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, HaTorah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jah is thy light, and I am thy dear testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I am to forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son.
read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you not read up your Bible.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh. Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher Bekar Benu Mebo Hamayim. Venutan lanu et Torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, noten ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Chag Hamatzot Sameyach, 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 Sameyach. Happy, 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 joyful feast of the unleavened bread. The unleavened bread. And here for day three, we call this the Chol Moed. Chol Moed. Chol Moed. Right? In other words, the intermediate days, of the feast, of the festival here, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. Here we are at day three, and the Aliyah, the reading from HaTorah, is Exodus chapter 13, verses 1 to 16. Here we have Moshe calling for the sanctification, the setting apart, and the redemption of the firstborn of the Hebrew womb, the matrix, and instructs the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, the Israelites, regarding the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the feast, the Chag HaMatzot, the Chag HaMatzot, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. So here, picking up with the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called and known as Exodus, we have parenthetical here, the firstborn set apart for Jehovah. Firstborn set apart for Jehovah. So Mekhi and I ride up here. Here at day three of the unleavened bread, beginning with the word that's read, Beshem Ha'av V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Echad. Name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one, he who be, who he be, the one. We begin here with the Yod Gimel, Yod Gamel, 13th chapter of the second book of Moshe, the Sefer Shemot, chapter 13. Why daber Yahweh el Moshe leimor, kadesh li, kola bechora, peter kola rechema, Bibne Yisrael ba Adam u abab heima li hu. Here, picking up second book of Moses, Exodus chapter 13. And Yahweh spake to Moses, saying, Why daberi Yahuwah, Yahuwah,
Yahuwah,
Yahuwah,
Yahuwah,
Yahuwah,
Yahuwah,
why daber Yahweh,
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 Yahweh, El Moshe Leimor, sanctify to I all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael, both of man and of beast, it is mine. Kadesh, Kadesh Li, Kadesh Li, sanctified to me. Kadesh Li, sanctified to I, Kol Bechor, 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 all the firstborn, Kol Bechor, Peter, Kol Rechem, whatsoever openness the womb, be B'nai Yisrael, be B'nai Yisrael, Ba'adam, Ua, Ba'behema, both of man and of beast, it is mine. And Moses said to Ha'am, the people, remember this day in which ye y'all came out, me Mitzrayim, from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, the Yahweh brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came ye y'all out in the month, in the moon, Abib. And it shall be when Exiav, the standard of the good, the excellent, open hand, the generous Av, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahweh, shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he sware to thy fathers to give thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou, the I, shall keep this service in this month, in this moon. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast to the Yahweh. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee, in all thy quarters. And thou shalt shew thy son in that day, Lemor, saying, this is done because of that which the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, did to me when I came forth, me Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. And it shall be a sign to thee, I, upon thine hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that the Yahweh's law, Torah, direction, instruction, may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand hath the Yahweh brought thee, me Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from Shana to Shana, from year to year. And it shall be when the Yahweh shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, as he sware to thee and to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, and shall give it thee, that thou shalt set apart to the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast. The males shall be the Yahweh's. And every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem for lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. and all the firstborn of man among thy children shalt thou redeem. And it shall be when thy son asketh thee, in time and an hour to come, Lamor, saying, Mazot, what is this that thou shalt say to him? By strength of hand the Yahweh brought us, I and I, me, Mitzrayim, out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. And it came to pass when Pharaoh, would hardly let us, I and I, go, that the Yahweh slew all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beasts. Therefore I sacrifice to the Yahweh all that openeth the matrix, 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 being males, but all the firstborn of my children I redeem, 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 I redeem. And it shall be for a token upon thine hand, and for frontlets between thine eyes, for by strength of hand the Yahweh brought us, I and I, forth, me, Mitzrayim, 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 out of Egypt. And here for the second part of the reading here for this intermediate day, first intermediate day here at the third day of the unleavened bread, Numbers chapter 28, verses 19 to 25, Numbers chapter 28. In Numbers chapter 28, we have the order of offerings. Verse 19, but y'all shall offer sacrifice made by fire for a olah, a burnt offering to Yahweh, to Jehovah, two young bullocks and one ram and seven lambs of the first shun of the first year. They shall be to you without blemish, and their minkah, meal offering, shall be of flour mingled with shem and oil. Three-tenth deals shall ye y'all offer for a bullock, and two-tenth deals for a ram. A several-tenth deal shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the seven lambs, and one goat for a chatat, a sin offering, to make kaper, atonement, at one ment for you. Ye, y'all, shall offer these beside the olah, the burnt offering in the boker, the morning, which is for a continual, itinual tamid olah, continual burnt offering. After this manner, ye y'all shall offer daily, 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 throughout the 7 days, day by day, the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor to Yahweh, to Jehovah. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day ye, y'all, shall have a holy convocation, an Ayla Ayvocation, Mikra Kodesh, set apart, called out assembly. Ye, y'all, shall do no servile, work. Thus completing the Torah portion of the Aliyah for this third day of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. Kubur l'k'alu, kubur l'dinsu, kubur l'chaylu, glory be to the word, to the sound, to the power. Kubur l'abinu, l'melkeinu, glory be to Aina Father, Aina King. Kubur l'ag, gormawi, karmawi, chaylu, salasi, glory be to His Majesty, the first power of the Trinity. B'Hashem Yeshua, HaMoshiach, in the name of Getachinam and Hanitachin, in the name of Jesus Christos. Amen.
A world where there is no discrimination, no oppression, no exploitation. We need to dismantle the shackles of hate and destruction, because love and the healing force where King Selassie prescribed it for all nation and nation. To embrace the feeling of love, it is very important. It compels the heart for justification. So any man we are dealing with love, I'm sure you touch the one hand, right? All the man, let me see. I love all the woman, yeah man. Where's the colors?
They know how them say they don't have no love. You know, sir, red, gold and green are the color of the earth. You know me, I saw them say. Even a stoplight. You know me, I say. So all I want to do with love, say, Holy Emmanuel.
White, lush, perfect, blessed, Moriah.
Father and son.
Father.
Keep us the teaching of His Majesty. For we no one, no devil.
Chapter 13. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast. It is mine. And Moses said unto the people, Remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came ye out in the month Abib, and it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast to the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee. Neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, This is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thine hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that the Lord's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand hath the Lord brought thee out of Egypt. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. And it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, as he sware unto thee and to thy fathers, and shall give it thee, that thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast. The male shall be the Lord's. And every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of man among thy children shalt thou redeem. And it shall be, when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What is this? That thou shalt say unto him, By strength of hand the Lord brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that the Lord slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord all that openeth the matrix, being males. But all the firstborn of my children I redeem. And it shall be for a token upon thine hand, and for frontlets between thine eyes. For by strength of hand the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt, 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 out of Egypt.
Hear, hear, hear the fire key, the fire key, the offering. Second part of the reading, the offering that is offered. Just hear, hear, hear. Give me one moment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember, remember, remember.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them.
That's Hoshea. Hosea says, Hosea chapter 14, bring a few words. Words of thy mouth, the meditation of thy heart, and the good deeds of thy hands.
Chapter 28, chapter 28, chapter 28, chapter 28, chapter 28, chapter 28. But ye shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Lord, two young bullocks and one ram, and seven lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish, and their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil. 3/10 deal shall ye offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram. A several tenth deal shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the seven lambs, and one goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner ye shall offer daily throughout the 7 days the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day ye shall have an holy convocation. He shall do no servile work,
no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work.
But all for that smoke and sweet savor.
Voice, lush. Perfect. Blessed. Messiah. Messiah.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
Voice, lush. Perfect. Blessed. Messiah.
We're here to the Brit Chadasha. Let's bring up the Baraka, the blessing before the reading. Well, actually, before we bring up the Baraka for the New Covenant reading, we have to actually seal up. Right, seal up the Torah reading right here with the Baraka after the reading right here, here, here. Let's bring this forward right here, here, here. Yes, Rastafari. Yes, here we come. Yes, the data after the Torah. Yeah.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher natan lanu Torat emet Vayeolam metei Vatokanu Baruch atah Yahweh Notein ha-Torah Sheila.
And that is to say,
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet V'Chaye Olam Nata B'Tokenu Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thee, I, Adonai, I Elohim, Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Sovereign King of the Universe, King of the Universe, Universal King, who has given us a Torah of truth, Torat Emmet, implanting within us, within I and I, eternal life. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The whole place is
doing what? We're here from the Brit Hayashana to the Brit Chadasha.
You name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He then no like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I, I-Negro, 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 I-Negro,
Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
The Baraka, the blessing.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik HaHadasha. Baruch atah Adonai Notain Habarik HaHadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
He is stretching forth the right hand of fellowship, Ayin 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 Ras, Baruku, Yesai, Astafari. Hear new covenant reading.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Adonai
Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Ah, Shalom and Rastafari. And now our reading for this third day of the Fasica, the Passover, the Pesach. Our reading for 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 through 23. Besama'ab wa'lid wa'minfis kadus ahadu amlat, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 through 23. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. As in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Amen. Romans chapter 4, verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Amen. The book of Acts, chapter 26, verses 22 through 23. Having therefore obtained help of Ha'Elohim, God, I continue to this day witnessing both to small and great, saying, none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. Verse 23, that Christ should suffer and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light to the people and to the Gentiles. Amen. The book of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 29. Verse 1, the first day of the week came Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, to the sepulcher, and see the stone taken away from the sepulcher. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciples, whom Jesus loved, and said to them, they have taken away the Adonai out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And the stooping down, and he stooping down, and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then came Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lying, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed, for as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own home, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and see two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say to her, woman, why weepest thou? She said to them, because they have taken away my Adonai, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus, Jesus. Jesus said to her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned herself and said to him, Rabboni, which is to say, master. Jesus said to her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and to my Ha-Elohim, your Ha-Elohim, Eloheinu. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Adonai, the Lord, and that he had spoken these things to her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus, and stood in the midst, and said to them, Shalom be to you, peace be to you. And when he had said, he showed to them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Adonai, when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus, Jesus to them again, peace be to you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted to them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Shalom be to you. Peace be to you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach here thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach here thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing, amen. And Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my Elohim, my God. Jesus, Jesus, said to him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast amen. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might, amen, believe that Jesus is the Christ, Christos, the Son of HaElohim, the Son of God, and that, amen, believing, you might have life through his name. Amen. And this is our reading for this Pesach, this third day of the Pascha. Kabar l'kalu, kabar l'dimsu, kabar l'haylu, kabar l'kedamawi, hayla selassie. Glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power, glory to the firstborn power of the Trinity. Kedamawi, hayla selassie. In the name of the Bein HaElohim, Beshem Yeshua, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken. Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Christos. Urge now the old, old knowledge. Yes, I. 90 seconds, y'all. Those listening to the blog talk, call in 515-602-9761 or check out the YouTube, Rastafari Israelite.
Everybody knew for too long now. The pressure on the youth is up, it's gonna make we rise again. Rise again. Alright, blaze up the herbs and pass me the chalice. Burning out the hatred and we burning out the malice. Gloriousness, can't see the palace. Youth unite, build a strength from the hill to the palace. Alright, keep your eyes on the goal. Don't lose your soul and get out of control. Some people get consumed by the social media. Half of the story has never been.
Get up.
Keep on traveling. Give up the life. Keep on traveling on. Give up the vice. Get up. Keep on traveling on. Give up the vice. Get up.
Yeah, blowing the shofar, chomping over the offering. So we're going to go directly into the Amharic and also the Hebrew Midrash. Hopefully right here. Yes,
whoa.
here. We have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me.
Yes, yes, yes. The Royal Amharic right here. The Book of the Seven Seals. The King of Kings Bible right here, here, here. Speaker Abraham Chabuda on the read.
Mazmur Matwarba and Bekanif Matwarba Hulet. Salut. Bawashab and a Beregzee Yadawit Timhert. Bek Ali would Xavier Chok. Bek Ali would Xavier Lemon. Lemon I never fit to have a sallo. Makarainum befit to Nagarallo. ነፍሴ በውስጤ ባለቀች ጊዜ መንገዴን አወቅ በሚሄድባትም በዚያች መንገድ ወጥመድን ሰወሩብኝ ወደ ቀኝ ተመለከትኩ አየሁም የሚያውቀኝም አጣሁ መሸሸጊያም የለኝም ስለ ነፍሴም የሚመራመር የለም አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጮህ አንተ ተስፋዬ ነህ በሕያዋንም ምድር አንተ እድል ፈንታዬ ነህ አልሁ እጅግ ተቸግሬአለሁና ወደ ልመናዬ አድምጥ በርትተውብኛልና ከሚያሳድዱኝ አድነኝ አቤቱ ስምህን አመሰግን ዘንድ ነፍሴን ከወህኒ አውጣት ዋጋዬን እስክትሰጠኝ ድረስ ጻድቃን እኔን ይጠብቃሉ
አሜን አሜን አሜን
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit in Masagan, Yahweh, in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
We're here at the third day, going to the fourth day, the unleavened bread, Chag HaMatzot, Sameach. Sameach, happy, happy, joyful, feast of unleavened bread. Interesting, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 142. Now, we're going to go through the Amharic right here, and the Hebrew is going to inform enough of the bringing out of the King of Kings Bible to show how close we have with the Hebrew, Afro-Semitically, and the royal Amharic right here, here, here. But stay tuned for the Midrash. Right here, here, this psalm is a prayer of a hunted man.
42 from the Mizmor Dawit, and here in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzhaf Kedus of Karmawi Karmawi, Haile Selassie, Haile Selassie, Haile Selassie, Salam to today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mizmor Meto Arba Hulet. Psalm 142 from the Mizmor Dawit, and here in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzhaf Kedus of Karmawi Karmawi Haile Selassie. We're going to compare and contrast HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side the KJV. Today's daily psalm, we have Yemi Taden So Elot. The hunted man's prayer. Saves man, but the sense the hunted man's prayer, Yemi Taden So Tzelot, the tzelot, the prayer. Today's daily psalm. Here we have a pathos, a sufferer's song, a pathetic tone of the mezmor. It is most appropriate to the occasion in Dawid's life, as mentioned here in the superscription. Tzelot, bewasha, benebre gizeh, ye Dawid temherit. Tzelot, a prayer, Bewasha, in the cave, Benebre Gizeh, in the time in which he was in the cave, a prayer, in the time in which he was in the cave, yeah, Dawit Timheret, a teaching, a Timheret of David, of Dawit. Here in the KJV we have Maskil of David, a prayer when he was in the cave, based on the Hebraics of Mizmor Kof Mim Beit. Maskil le David, bi Yahiyoto ba Me'ara Tefila. Hello, the prayer. So today's daily psalm, the psalmist and I laments his persecuted, his falsely prosecuted state, his downpressed state, and ask at Gaziah, the sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed Av, Father, to deliver, I liver him and I and we from his and I enemies. So we have a maskil. Some say that the Hebrew term maskil is somewhat uncertain, but the word, as we mentioned before, is derived from the Hebrew verb sakal, meaning to be prudent, to be wise, to be circumspect. And there's various options that are given for this kind of a song, a contemplative song, a psalm imparting moral wisdom, the chokmah, the tibeb, a skillful, a well-written song or composition. Now, this Hebraic term that we have here in the KJV, maskil, Bamarinyan, the Metzhav Kedus and Negus and Negas, we have here Dawit Timheret, a teaching, Timheret. Now, this term occurs in the superscriptions of Psalm 32, Psalm 42, Psalm 44, Psalm 45, Psalms 52 to 55, Psalm 74, Psalm 78, Psalm 88, Psalm 89, and today's daily psalm, Mezmur Meto Arba Hulet, Psalm 142, as well as in the verse in Psalm 47, verse 7. Give praise with understanding and understanding of a skillful song. So the superscription here, Tzelot, Tzelot, prayer, Tzelot, Bewasha, Washa, cave, Bewasha, in the cave, Benebere Gizeh, in the time in which he was, yeah, Dawit Timheret. According to the superscription, Dawit wrote this psalm while in the cave, Bewasha. This probably refers either to the incident that's recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1, or to the one recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 3. Also referred to the superscription that we have of Psalm 57, just to get a good groundation of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. Make I and I ride up and begin. Mezmor Meto Arba Hulet, Psalm 142 for the Mezmore Dawit, Besim Av, Wewelit, Wemenfes Kedus, Ahadu Amlak. Tzelot, Bewasha, Benebere Gizeh, Ye Dawit Timheret, a maskil, a teaching of David, a prayer, Tzelot, when he was in the cave, Bewasha, Benebere Gizeh, Ye Dawit Timheret, Kuter And, I cried to Ekziavihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, with my voice, with my voice, with my word, with my voice, with my word, to Egziavihar, did I make my supplication, my beseeching, my begging, Lemenayena befitua fesisalo, mekrayenim befite inagralo. Koi. Now, this is something that we've noticed with some of the digitalizations. So we had noticed previous, just to note this right here. Okay, here we're using the Yod software on the computer, but we also have Mezmor Dawit facsimile from the Metzhav Kedus with just the Psalms, Bamarinya Bicha, only in the Amharic right here. So here, let's correct this right here. There's a misfidel. It says Befite, which would mean in my face. It would be Befitu. So here from the printed version of the Mitzvah Kedusha, it says in Kuter Hulet, verse 2, Kuter Hulet, Lemenayin Befitu, Afesasalo, Mekrayenim Befitu, and Agralo. I poured out my complaint before him, that fitu, in his presence, in his face, in his perception, limenaye, 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 my begging, my beseeching, my complaint, limenayin, befitu, afesisalo, afesisalo, I caused it to pour out, afesisalo, mekrayenim, and my trouble, mekara, mekara, trouble, mekarayi, my trouble, mekarayinim, and my trouble, befitu, in his presence, in his face, in his perception, befitu, inagralo, inagralo, I tell. KJV has, I shewed before him my trouble, bamaringin, the metzav, kedusim, negusim, neges, mekarayinim, befitu, inagralo, I tell my trouble in his face, in his perception, and there's a typo in some of the digital versions of the Bible, of His Majesty's Bible, in this verse right here, it says befite, which means my face. More correctly, we have here, mekrayenim befitu inagralo. Put el source, verse 3. Nese beuste balek etchgize men gedein awek. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, within I, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I have walked, have they privily, sneakily, secretly laid a snare for me, for me. Nefse, my soul, be uste, in me, in I. Nefse, be uste. KJV says, when my spirit, here, Bamarinya, in the Metzav Kedus, we have Nefse, my soul, my psyche. Nefse, be uste, balek etchgize. In the time when she was worn out, balek etchgize. Gizeh, men gedein, my way, men gedein, my way, men gedein, my way, I work it, the I knew, the I knows, the I knows. B'mehe debata b'ziyach men ged, in the way in which I walk, in that way in which I walk. B'mehe debat, in that which I walk in, b'ziyach, in that, she, way, in that way. Wet medin, a trap, a sneer, a scandal. Sawaruvin. They have hidden against me. They have hidden against I. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Wadakain tamelakatahu, ayahu, yemiyawuk enyim atahu, meshashagiyama yelenyim, silenasim, yemin maramer, yellem. I looked on my right hand, wadakain tamelakatahu, tamelakatu, tamelakatahu, tamelakatahu. I looked, I paid attention to the right hand, ayahu. Ayahum, and I saw Yemiyauk Enyim Atahu. Yemiyauk Enyim Atahu. There was no man that knew I, that recognized I, that knowest I. See, the right hand is the side where the champion, the defender would be. I looked to my right hand. Who was standing on my right hand, where the champion, the defender, should be standing to defend I. But when I looked, what again to Melekatahu Ayahum? I lacked one who knew I. Meshashagiyam yelenyam. And there was no place to flee, no refuge, no fleeing place. Meshashagiyam yelenyam. There was no fleeing place for I. There was no way for I to flee. Meshashagiyam yelenyam. Sile nefsim yamin meramer yelam. And because of concerning my soul, my psyche, yemi meramer yellem, there was none who investigated, who searched out, who considered, who cared for, in that sense, sila nesim yemi meramer yellem. There was none who cared, who concerned to help in saving I and I life from the danger, Kuter Amist, verse
5. Abetu what ante tohu ante te sayene beh yawanem midar ante dilla fantayene halu. I cried to the eye, abetu my father's father, father of the house, what ante, to ante, to the eye, speaking to he who be, who he be, the eye, and none other, what ante tohu. I cried, I called out, I shouted tohu to the eye. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Wada ante chohu, ante tesayine. The eye is my hope, my expectation, my tesfa, tesayi. Ante tesayine, behiyawanim midar, ante edilla fantayine. Alu. And my portion, my lot, my portion, behiyawan. Behiyawanim midar, in the hiyawan, the living midar, the living land. Ante, the eye, male, the eye, and none other. Edilla fantayene is my portion. Alahu, I have said. Kutar Siddist, verse 6. Ijiga te chagrealahuna, wada lemnaye adamit. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver I from my persecutors, false prosecutors, for they are stronger. They are stronger than I. Ijiga te chegre al huna. Ora lemnaye adimit. Varatita ua binyalina. Kamiyas adidun adinang. Kutar Sebat, verse 7. Abetu simehin amesagin zen nefsin kawahni outat wagayen iskitas et angdres sarikan inen hitabkal. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise Isis, thy name. The righteous shall compass I about, for thou, the eye, shalt deal bountifully with me, with I, and I and I. Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house. Simehin, simeh, the eye's name, the eye's male name. Simehin, simehin, amesaginzen, to praise the eye's male name. Nefsin, my soul, my psyche, kawahni autat, kawahni autat. Bring it out of jail, bring it out of prison. Here, very, very interesting, in the study of today's daily psalm, which has much reflection of key verses, key word sounds from other Psalms, the idea of bring my soul out of prison, nefsin, kawahni, the wahni, the jail, the prison, holding cell, nefsin, kawahni, autat, bring my soul out of prison. Some say it's not to be understood just in the literal sense, but as the Hebraic, the Hebrew metaphor, learning to read the sign language. The metaphor here is for the wretchedness and the ratchetness and the life, a liberty hampered by besetting foes and enemies and frenemies. In Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 42 and 7, where it means, it refers to the land of captivity. Bring my soul, bring the soul of the soul people out of captivity, out of prison. Nefsin, kawahni autat, wagayin, my price, my value, is kittas et ein deres, until you give me my price, my value. Wagayin, is kittas et ein, is kittas et ein deres, Unto thee I give price, I value. Sarikan, the righteous, inane, I, self, yitabkalu. They will guard, they will protect, they will keep I.
Selassie, Rastafari, Abagada, Awazat, Taya, Kalamana, Sai, Patada, Warasha. takes time. Hebrew boy, everything takes time.
The little time that we have right here, so Midrash on today's daily psalm really matches here in the season, the unleavened bread, days of unleavened bread. But here, native speaker, Avraham Shmuloff, yeah, on the read.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Gimal Mizmor Le David. Adonai Shema Tefillati, Aazina El Tahanunai, Ve'emunatecha Aneni, Ve'tzitkatecha, Ve'al Tavo Ve'mishpat Et Avdecha, כי לא יצדק לפניך כל חי, כי רדף אויב נפשי, דיקה לארץ חייתי, הושיבני במחשקים כמתי עולם. ותתעטף עלי רוחי, בתוכי ישתומם ליבי. זכרתי ימים מקדם, הגיתי וכל פועליך, במעשה ידיך אסוחח. פרסתי ידי אליך, נפשי כארץ עייפה לך סלע. מהר ענני אדוני, קלטה רוחי, אל תסתר פניך ממני, ונמשלתי עם יורדבור. השמיעני בבוקר חסדך, כי בך בטחתי. הודיעני דרך זו אלך, כי אליך נשאתי נפשי. הצילני מאויביי, אדוני אליך חיסיתי. למדני לעשות רצונך, כי אתה אלוהי, רוחך טובה, תנחני בארץ מישור. למען שמך, אדוני, תחייני, בצדקתך תוציא מצרה נפשי. ובחסדך תצמית אויביי, והאבדת כל צוררי נפשי, כי אני עבדך.
Left up to light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Orphic, Tamarians. Learn them languages there. Learn the Hamaric language. You see?
You see? The English language.
The English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach. The prologue, King James 1611 version.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and
stammering lips and
Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mim Beit, Kof, Mim Beit, Kof, Mim Beit, here. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mim Beit, Kof, Mim Beit, Kof Mim Beit. Here. Psalm 142, today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof Mim Beit, Kof Mim Beit. Kof Mim Beit, Kof Mim Beit. Here. Psalm CXLII, Psalm 142. Here. A Midrash, on today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof Mim Beit, Kof Mim Beit. Maskil of David. Maskil le David, Maskil of David, when he was in the cave, a prayer. With my voice I cried to the Lord. Here, today's daily psalm, Hebraically, verses 1 and 2, the Aleph and the Beit verse, today's daily psalm. Maskil le David, be hiyoto ba me'ara tefila. Maskil of David, Maskil le David, when he was in the cave, Bihiyoto ba me'ara, in the Me'ara, Bam Me'ara, when he was in the cave, Tefillah, 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 a prayer, hear. Maskil Dawid, Bihiyoto, Bam Me'ara, Tefillah. Shlomo, Solomon said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is set up on high. Hear. Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal of Shlomo. Proverbs, parables, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is set up on high. Migdal Oz, Shem, Yahweh, Bo, Yarutz, Azarika, We, Nisgav. The name of Jehovah is a strong tower. Migdal Oz, Migdal Tower, Oz, Migdal Oz, Shem, Yahweh. Name of Yahweh, Shem, Yahweh. The name of Jehovah, Migdal Oz, a strong tower. Shem, Yahweh, Bo, Yarutz. Bow, in it, in him, in it, bow, Yarut, runneth, tzadik, righteous, justified, the righteous one, v'nisgav, and is set up on high, migdal oz, shem, Yahweh, bow, Yarut, tzadik, v'nisgav, that is to say, when the righteous, when the tzaddik are in trouble, they do not torment themselves, but put their trust in Yahweh, in Yahweh, in Jehovah. So too, Scripture says, even in Psalm 34, Hebraically verses 1 to 2, a psalm of David, when he changed his demeanor before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. I will bless Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, at all times. His praise, his eyes shall continually be in my mouth. Mizmor, Mizmor Lame Dalet, Mizmor Lame Dalet. Psalm 34, here, the Aleph and the Beit verse. Lidawi, de Shanoto, Eta, Ta'emo, Lifne, Avi, Melek. Waya ye gar shehu, waya yelak. Abarka et Yahuwah bekol eit. Tamid tehilato befi. Mizmor lamed dalet of David, lid David. De shanoto et ta'emo. When he changed his behavior, de shanoto. Etat ammo, lifnei Abimelech, lifnei before, in the presence of, in the face of, Abimelech. Wayakar shehu, wayelak, who drove him away. Wayakar shehu, and he departed. Wayelak. I will bless Yahweh, Jehovah, at all times. At all I was, Ebarka et Yahuwah b'kol eit. His praise shall itinually, always, tamid, be in my mouth. Tamid, tehilato, his tehilah, his ililta, his praise, his eyes, his tehilato, befi, be, in fee, in my fee, in my fe, pe, in my mouth. Mizmor, Lame dalet le David. Be shanoto etat almoa lifnei Abimelech. Wayagar shehu awaylak. Ebarka et Yahuwah bekol eit. Tamid tehilato befi. Likewise, when David fled before Absalom, he composed a mizmor, a psalm, a chant, to none, no one other than to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, than to the Holy One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He. And when David was in the wilderness of Yehuda, of Judah, he called to mind the name of none, of no one, none other than HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, than the Holy One, blessed be He. For whenever David found himself in trouble, he put his trust in HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, in the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. When David was in the cave, he cried out to none, to no one other than to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. As it is said, even here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Of Mim Beit, Psalm 142 here, the Aleph and the Beit verses, the first and second verses, Hebraically, Maskil of David, when he was in the cave, a prayer. With my voice, I cried, I shouted out, I cried out, Jehovah. Mizmor of Mim Beit, Of Mim Beit, Maskil le David, Biyoto ba Ara Tesil. Oli, Eli Yahuwah, Azak, I shrieked with my voice. Oli, my voice, Eli Yahuwah, Ella Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to Yahweh, Ezak, I shrieked with my voice to Jehovah. Maskil Ledawi, Bihiyoto, Bam Ara Tefila, Oli, Eli Yahuwah, Azak. What is meant by the words maskil of David? What is meant by maskil le David? They mean that while Saul and David were in the cave, ba me'ara, in the cave, David meditated and saw that no man stands firm by virtue of his wealth, by virtue of his wisdom, or by virtue of his strength, But what does sustain him? What does sustain him? Tefilato, his prayer. David understood, innerstood. His skill. This, after he meditated, after he iditated, and thereupon said that nothing but prayer, tefillah, does man good. Hence, maskil le David. Hence here, a maskil of David, of David. Here, midrash note on today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Beit, Psalm 142, on his skill, here, coming from the root sakal. By reading this, maskil, also from the root, the Hebrew root sakal, is taken to mean understanding. His skill, circumspection, understanding, understanding, skill. David understood his skill, he understood this, therefore he composed a maskil le David. He understood, he skilled this after he meditated, iditated, and thereupon said that nothing but prayer does a man good. Hence here, maskil le David, bi yoto, ba ara tefila. With my voice, I cried, I shrieked to Yahweh, to Jehovah. With my voice, I make supplication to Yahweh, to Jehovah. Koli li Yahuwah ezak. Koli li Yahuwah eta hanan. With my voice, koli. With my call, with my voice, with my sound, my word sound. Koli li Yahuwah ila Yahuwah, to Yahweh, to He who be, who He be. Ezak, I shriek, ezak. Koli li Yahuwah ezak. I shrieked to He who be, who He be. Koli, my voice, with my voice. Eli Yahuwah, to He who be, who He be. Etachanan. I make supplication for grace, for Chana. Etachanan. Koli, Eli Yahuwah, Ezak. Koli, Eli Yahuwah, Etachanan. Why did David twice say, with my voice? Why did David twice say, Koli, with my voice, with my sound, Koli? Likewise, why did David twice ask for Ha'el, for the Almighty's mercy? In the verse, even the verse from Psalm 57, Hebraically, the second verse, the Beit verse that reads, Be merciful to I, oh, El Elohim, oh Elohim. Be merciful to I. Be merciful to me, oh God. Be merciful to me. Chaneni Elohim, chaneni. Be gracious, be merciful. Shohan, Shohana, Han, grace, mercy. Chaneni, chaneni, choneni, Elohim, choneni. Be gracious to I, choneni, Elohim. Oh Elohim, oh Creator, oh Judge, oh Elohim. Chaneni, be gracious to me, be gracious to Ani, be gracious to I. Chaneni, Elohim, chaneni. Choneni, Elohim, choneni. Lamaze? Why? Because David meant this. Be merciful, be gracious to I, that I fall not into the hand of Shaul, into the hand of Saul. And be merciful, gracious to I, choneni, that Shaul, that Saul, fall not into Yadi, into my Yad, into my hand. So too, with my voice I cry to Yahweh, with my voice, with my vocal, with my word sound, I cry, I shriek to he who be, who he be. Koli Eliyahua, Ezak, Ezak, Ezak. That I fall not into the yard, the hand of Shaul, of Saul. And with my voice I make supplication, call for mercy, for grace to Yahweh. That Shaul, that Saul, fall not into Yadi, into my hand. Koli Eliyahua, Etahanan. Etachanan, I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. Hear, today's mizmor, today's chant here, Hebraically the gimel, or the gamel, the third verse right here, here. I pour out my complaint before him. Eshpok le fanayo sihi. Eshpok le fanayo. Or some might read lifanav, eshpok lifanav, sichi, eshpok, I pour, eshpok, I pour out, lifanav, lifanayo, before him in his presence, in his perception, sichi, 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 my complaint, my siyach, my complaint, my meditation, my agitation, my complaint, here, I declare before him my trouble, arati lifanayo. Agid, eshpoka lefanayo sichi, sarati lefanayo, agid, I declare agid, I agada agid, I declare before him, lefanayo, my trouble, sarati, my anxiety, my sara, sarati, eshpoka lefanayo sichi, sarati lefanayo, agid. So scripture says right here in Psalm 102 in Mizmor Kof Beit, Kof Bayit, Kof Beit. Psalm 102, here, Hebraically the Aleph, the first verse. Scripture says, a prayer of the afflicted when he fainteth and pours out his complaint before Yahweh, before Jehovah. Tefillah le'oni ki ya'itof ve'lefi. We lifnei Yahuwah Yishpoka Sichi. We lifnei Yahuwah Yishpok Sichi. A prayer of the afflicted when he fainteth. Tefillah le'oni kiya ya'itof. And poureth out his complaint before Yahweh, before he who be who he be. We lifnei Yahuwah Yishpoka Sichi. Sichi, his complaint. His agitation, his meditation, his complaint. And Hannah said in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 15 to 16, I poured out my soul before Yahweh, Yahweh. Out of the abundance of my complaints and my vexation have I spoken heretofore. Wahaya kia hira bita le hita palela lifne Yahua we eili shomera eta piha. Here the fuller verse, First Samuel chapter 1, verse 12, right here. And it came to pass as she continued praying before he who be, that eili, that eili, marked her mouth, that Eli marked her mouth. With Eli Shomereta Piha. Here, here, here. Verse 15 and verse 16. Here, here. First Shemuel, chapter 1, verse 15, full of folk, KJV. And Hannah answered and said, "No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before Yahweh, before Yahuwah, before Jehovah. Wa ta'an chana, wa tomer lo adoni, isha kishata ruach anoki, we yayin, we shekar lo shatiti, lo shatiti, wa eshpoka eta nafshi, lifnei Yahuwah." And Hannah answered, "No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I pour out my soul before he who be who he be. But I have poured out nafshi before Yahuwah." Wata'an Hannah, and Hannah answered, Watomer, and said, "Lo Adoni, lo Adoni, lo no Adoni, no my Lord. Isha keshat ruach, I am a isha eshat orset of a keshat ruach, of a sorrowful, of a afflicted ruach, spirit, afflicted spirit. Lo Adoni, isha keshat ruach, anoki, I myself, with yayin and wine, with shekar, with yayina, with shekar lo. Shatiti, I have not drunk wine or strong drink. Wa eshpok, and I pour out, I poured out. Wa eshpok, eta nafshi, lifnei Yahuwah. I poured out nafshi, my soul, my psyche, lifnei, before, in the face, in the presence of Yahuwah, lifnei Yahuwah, in the presence of Jehovah." Here, here, verse 16, full of full. "Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto, heretofore. Ala titena eta amatika lifne bata Belial ki merov sihi wika ka isi wika isi di barti ada hena." Here, 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 do not count your handmaid as a worthless woman. Or here, 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 count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for a daughter of Belial. Ala titain, don't give. Ala titaina eta amatika, eta matika, amataka, thy handmaid, lifnei, 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 person, a present person of bat, daughter, Belial, bata Belial, ki, for, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief, out of the abundance, ki may robe, for may from robe, robe, rove, from the nothingness, ki merov, sihi, from the abundance of sihi, from the abundance of my complaint, my siyach, siyach is a meditation, iditation, a musing, a meditation, a complaint, a musing, a contemplation, by implication and utterance. It can be in a meditative sense, like a babbling, a communication, a complaint, an iditation. Some places translate it as a prayer or talk, but here, 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 meditation, iditation. Ki merov sihi, for from the nothingness of my siyach, my sihi, my iditation. Where ka isi, where ka isi. And grief, and my ka'as, ka'isi, ka'isi, my ka'as, my ka'as, my chaos, my ka'asi, ka'isi. Here, here, here we have ka'as, 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 ka'as. We have anger, vexation, provocation, or grief. Vexation usually is the sense that's brought out, vexation, right, from ka'as, to be angry, to be vexed, vexed, to be indignant, to be wroth, to be grieved. Sense of the grief, and the grief is brought out here, here, here in Hannah, in Hannah's words, ki merova sihi, weka isi, dibarti, dibarti, I have spoken, dibarti, dibarti, I have spoken, ad until heina, dibarti, ad heina, I have spoken until now, I have spoken until now, because of the enoughness of my meditation, and my vexation, my agitation, my vexation, I have spoken until now. Ki me ro nisikhi we kaasi kaasi dibarti adahena dibarti. I have spoken adhena. I have spoken hitherto. Hence, hear, hear, hear. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. Eshpoka lefanayo sikhi. Aratia lefanayo agid. I pour out my complaint before him. Eshpoka lefanayo sikhi. I declare before him my trouble. Arati lefanayo agid. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm. Hence these words. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, replies, even in the words of Psalm 55, he breaks the 23rd verse that reads, cast thy burden on the Lord, and he will sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. Hashlech ad Yahuwah yehavecha, v'chua yekalek lecha, lo yitena le'olam amota latzadik. Cast thy burden up on he who be who he be. Hashlech al Yahuwah yehabeka, and he will sustain you. Wehu, we and who and he himself. Wehu yekalikaleka, 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 and he will yekalikaleka the eye. Yekalikaleka, wehu yekalikaleka. Lo yitain le'olam, and he will not give forever. Lo yitain le'olam mot, to be moved, latz adik, for the righteous, the movement. He will not suffer the movement of the righteous forever. But the Hebrew sense, bringing out the Hebraicism, the Hebraic sense of this, lo yitain le'olam mot latz adik, he will never, the sense of le'olam, the sense of like forever world, also has the sense of never in this context. Like he will never, never, ever, ever, never. Lo yitain le'olam. Lo yitain. Lo yitain. Not to give. Not for him to give. Lo yitain le'olam. He will never give mot to be moved. Right? Mawet mot latz adik for the tzadik, for the righteous. Hashlek al Yahuwah yehabeka wuhua yekaleleka lo yitena leolam mot latz adik. When my spirit fainteth within me, thou, that I knowest my path, in the way wherein I walk have they hidden a snare for me, have they hidden a snare for I. Hear, hear today's psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mim Beit, Kof Mein Bayit, Psalm 142, hear, 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 the Dalet verse. When my spirit fainteth within me, thou, that I knowest my path, in the way wherein I walk, have them hidden a snare for me. Be'hita ateif alai ruchi. When my spirit fainteth within me, behita atef alai, upon I fainteth against I, alai ruchi, my spirit fainteth against I, behita atef alai ruchi, thou that I knowest my path, ve'ata ya da'ita ne hiya bati ne. Nitivati, thou knowest my nitivat, thou knowest my path. Wa'ata yada'ita nitivati, in the way wherein I walk, bi orach, in the orach zu, in the way in which halek I trod, bi orach zu, halek. Have they hidden a snare for me? Have they hidden a snare for I? Tamnu pach li. Tamnu, they have hidden a pach, a fach, fach. Tamnu fach li. Tamnu fach li, fach. A snare, fach. An animal trap, fach li. For me, for I. Behitat efa alai ruchi. We ata yada'ita nitivati. Be orach zua haleka tamnu afach li. Ma ze What did David mean by the words, "In the way wherein I walk, have they hidden a snare for me"? What did David mean by the words, "Bi orach zue halek tamnu fachli"? In the way wherein I walk, have them hidden a snare for I. He meant to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, all my warriors, all my warriors, tell I. Send forward thy hand against Saul, against Shaul. But Libi, my heart tells me, according to the words of 1 Shmuel Samuel 26:6, who can put forth his hand against Yahuwah's Mashiach, Jehovah's anointed, and be guiltless? Wayomer la anashayo. Chalila li yameyewa ima. E'ise epa hadavar haze la adonia. Liya Mashiach Yahuwah. Lishloach yadi. Ba'u aki. Mashiach Yahuwah. Here the fuller verse, 1 Samuel chapter 24. Here we have chapter 24, verse 6. And he said to his men, Jehovah forbid that I should do this thing to my master Adoni, Jehovah's anointed, Jehovah's Messiah, to stretch mine hand against him, seeing he is the anointed, the Mashiach of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Wayomer la anashayo, chalila li, meyowaima eise eta hadavar haze la Adoni. Lima Shiach Yahuwah, Lisha Loach Yadi Bauki Mashiach Yahuwah, who? And here the Midrash verse. In the Midrash, the verse is cited as 1 Samuel 26 and 6, but here in the KJV is 1 Samuel 26 and 9. 1 Shmuel, 1 Samuel 26 and 9 in the KJV, corresponding with the Midrash in the Hebrew, 1 Samuel 26 and 6, corresponding to 1 Samuel 26 and 9, KJV, full. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against Jehovah's Messiah, against the Lord's anointed, and be guiltless? Hear. Wayomer David, illa Abishai, Allah, Tashachitehu, al tashchet, ala tashachitehu, destroy him not, ala tashachitehu, ki mi shalacha yadoa, biya mashiach Yahuwah, v'nika, and be guiltless. David said to Abishai, Wayomer David el Abishai, do not destroy him, ala tashachitehu. As we have in the Psalms, Al Tashchet, do not destroy. Here we have David saying to Abishai, Al Tashchitehu, Al Tashchitehu, destroy who? Destroy him not. Do not destroy him. Al Tashchitehu, Ki Yemiya Shalach Yadoa B'Mashiach Yahuwah, V'Nika, for who can put forth his hand? Ki, for me, who? Ki, for who? Ki, me, Shalach. Mishalach, who can stretch forth Yado? Who can stretch forth his Yad? Ki, Mishalach Yado, be Mashiach, against the Messiah of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Winika, and be guiltless, and be empty, and be clear, and be pure, and be free, and be innocent. Winika, and be clean. Bringing out the Hebraic sense of guiltless. Wayomer David el Abishai, ala tashachitehu, ki yemi shalach yadoa, b'mashiach Yahuwah, w'nika. Hence, hear, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Min Beit, when my spirit fainteth within me, thou, I knowest my path. In the way wherein I walk, have they hidden a snare for me. Be hita efa alai ruchi. Ata yada ita ne tibati. Be orach zua ahaleka tamnu fachli. Look on my right hand and see. For there is no man that knoweth me, that knoweth I, Hear, hear, hear. The hey verse of today's psalm is Morkov Mim Beit. Hear, hear, hear. Look on my right hand and see. For there is no man that knoweth me. There is no man that knoweth I. Habeit yamin urei ve'ein li makir. Look on my right hand. Habeit yamin. Habeit yamin. Habeit. Scrutinize. Look carefully. Scrutinize. Habeit yamin. Look on my right hand, on my yamin. Urei. U and rei. Rei. Urei and rei and see. Command to a male to see, re, ore, and see, habet ayamin, ore, for there is no man, ve'ein li, we'en ain, and no li, and there is none for me. I actually don't say no man, but there is none for me. We'ein li, makir, 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 that knoweth me Hebraically in the sense of that recognizeth. That recognizes me. It's used in even Herut, Ruth chapter 2, verse 19, for one who befriends, one who befriends, a sense of who knoweth me, makir, who recognizes me, who befriends me, who befriends another. Look on my right hand where the champion should be standing to defend me, to defend I. Habet yamin, orei, and see. Wein li, none for me, makir. None befriends I, none recognizes I to befriend I, none knows I in the sense of none recognizes I. Habet yamin orei, ve'ein li makir. He meant, Dawid meant, except for thee I, Ata, I have no one that acknowledges me, that acknowledges I, and no one and none stands to my right. But such is thy, the I, faithfulness, emunateka, that thou, the I, art the right hand of the needy. As it is said, even in Psalm 109, Hebraic with the 31st verse, because he standeth at the right hand of the needy to save him from them that judge in the sense of that condemn his soul. Kia ya'emoda li min. Evyon, because he standeth at the right, limin, at the yamin, limin, of the Evyon, of the needy, of the Evyonites, the Evyon, Evyon, kia ya'emoda limin Evyon, le hoshi'ah, mia shoftei nafsho, to save him from them that judge his soul, le hoshi'ah, to save, to hoshi'ah, 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 le hoshi'ah, Lehoshia, me shoftei, from the judges nafsho of his soul, me shoftei nafsho, ki ya'emod, for ya'emod, 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 he amad, he stands, ya'emod, for he stands, ki ya'emod, limin, for the right, to say at the right, ebion, at the right of the ebion, at the right of the needy, lehoshia, me shoftei, to save from the judges, the shoftim, to save from the false accusers, the condemners, mi ashoftei nafsho, of his psyche, to save. Ki aya emoda lemin ebion, le hoshi'a, mi ashoftei nafsho. Hence, here, 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 Dawid said, even in today's daily psalm, mizmor kof min beit, look on my right hand, and see, seen, sight, for there's no man, there's none that knoweth me, that recognizes I. Habet ayamin, urei, ve'ein li makir. Habet ayamin, urei, urei, ve'ein li makir. Refuge fails me. No man careth for my soul. I have said, thou, the I, art my refuge. Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm, hear, hear, hear. Verses 5 and 6, Hebraically, refuge fails me, fails I. No man careth for my soul, no man careth for her. I have said, thou, the I, art my refuge. Abada manosa mimeni, eina doresha lenafshi. Za'akti eleka Yahuwah, amarti ata machsi. Chelki. Be'eretz ha-chayim. full of verse, full of folk. Here. Continue from verse 5. I have no way to flee. Avad, mano, samimeni. No man careth for my soul. Ein doresha lenafshi. There is none that seeketh, that inquires, that studieth to the state of affairs of my soul, my psyche. Ein doresha lenafshi. And here, the sixth verse. Za'akti, eleka, Yahuwah. I have cried, or more better, I have shrieked. Za'akti, eleka, Yahuwah. I have shrieked to thee. O he who be, who ye be. Amarti, I have said. Amarti, ata machsi, ata the I, machsi, my refuge. Ata machsi, chelki, my portion, my lot, my portion. Chelki, be'eretza ha'chayim. Chelki, be'eretza ha'chayim. My portion in the land, in the eretz. Be'eretz ha'chayim, in the land of the living. David said, when I entreated thee, Ata, for a refuge, it was refuge from Harasha, from the ratchet, from the wicked, and not from Shaul, not from Saul, nor from the whole of Israel, but in this hour, in this Iowa, refuge fails me, refuge fails I. I say, thou, the I, art my refuge. Avad mano samimeni, ein doresha linafshi, za'akti lecha Yahuwah amarti, ata machsi, refuge fails me. Avad mano samimeni, I say, amarti, ata machsi, thou, the I, art my refuge, or I refuge. I cry to thee, to the I, O Jehovah. I said, thou, the I, art my refuge. Hear, the wow way, the wow, the vav, the sixth verse. I cried, za'akti, eleka, Yahuwah, za'akti. I shrieked, za'akti, eleka, Yahuwah, to the I, O Jehovah. Amarti, I have said, amarti, ata machsi. Ata machsi, I art machsi, my refuge. When David was imprisoned inside the cave, when David was bihioto ba me'ara, in the me'ara, and Shaul and Saul was standing outside at the entrance, David said, Adoni, my Lord, I beseech thee. Even hear, words of today's daily psalm, verses 7 to 8, Hebraically. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver I from my persecutors, my false prosecutors, for they are too strong for me. For I bring my soul, bring her out of prison, that I may give thanks, young for Isis, to thy name. Attend to my cry. Hak Shiva, Ila Rinati, to my Rina, to my cry, to my shrill, right, to my singing, to my cry, to my Rina. Hak Shiva, Ila Rinati, Kia, Daloti Meod, for I am brought very low. Ki, Daloti, very low, low. For very low I have become. Ki daloti me'od, deliver me from my persecutors. Hatzleini me'yarodfai. Hatzleini natzal ani. Snatch I. Hatzleini me'y from rodfai, from my pursuers, for those who run I down. Rodfai me'y from rodfai. Hatzleini hatzil ani. Save in the sense of deliver here is from the natzal in Hebrew to snatch. So hatzil, snatch, ani, snatch, I, hatzleini, may rodfai, from my pursuers, my persecutors, false prophets, for they are too strong, for I, ki, amtsu, mi main ni, ki, for amtsu, for strong, mighty, mi main ni, from me, for they are too strong for me, for I, ki amtsu mi main ni. Hotziah, bring exodus, the sense of exodus. Hotziah, Hotziah, bring her, bring she, bring my soul out of prison. Hotziah, Mia Masagir, Mi Masgir, from the Masgir, from the prison. Nafshi, my soul. Hotziah, Mia Masagir, Nafshi, that I may give thanks, youngful Isis, to thy name. Hodot, Isis, thanks. Le Hodot, to give thanks, to give Isis acknowledge. Le Hodota eta Shemeka. Le Hodot eta Shemeka. Give thanks to Shemeka, to the I male name. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. For this, for saving me, for saving I, thou Atta wilt receive crowns. For it is said, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mim, Beit, Psalm 142, Hebraic, the 8th verse, the righteous shall bestow crowns because of me when thou wilt deal bountifully with me. The righteous shall bestow crowns because of I when the I wilt deal bountifully with I. Hear. Hebraically, the 8th verse, the second part of the 8th verse, the righteous shall crown themselves. Other translation brings out the sense of the righteous shall crown themselves because of me, because of I. For thou wilt deal bountifully with me, with I. Be yachatiru tzadiki. Bringing out the sense of the righteous shall crown themselves because of I. I liverance will cause the righteous, the tzadikim, the tzadikan, to be filled with exaltation. Halel elilta, since it implies their vindication, their justification. Also, the phrase also brings out the sense of because of me shall the righteous crown thee. From Hebraically, Hebrew two truths here. Because of I shall the righteous crown the I with praises, with eyes. On account of I, the righteous shall adorn themselves with crowns, will rejoice triumphantly. Be. Here we have not ki, for, because of, but in me. Be. Yakatiru tzadikim. The righteous shall crown themselves, shall crown. It has a sense of shall crown, they shall crown. They shall crown themselves, they shall crown the I. Be. Yakatiru. The Keter Yakatiru Tzadikim, Tzadikim, the righteous. Ki, for, Tigmol, the I, rewarding, dealing bountifully. Tigmor Alai, upon I. Tigmor Alai. Tigmol Alai. Ki, a Tigmol Alai, deal bountifully with I. It is also written, even in Psalm 57, verse 3, I will cry to God Most High, to God that accomplisheth it for me, for I. I will cry to God Most High, to God that accomplisheth it for I. Hear, Mizmor non zain, Psalm 57, hear the Gamel, the third verse. Ekra l'Elohim Elyon. La'el gomer alai. I will cry to Elohim, Elyon, to Elohim, to the highest Elohim. Elohim, the highest. Ekra le'Elohim Elyon. To El, La'el, 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 to the Almighty. La'el gomer, the one who gomer, who accomplished, fulfilled, who gomer alai, upon I, who accomplishes it for me, who accomplishes it up on me. Ekra le'Elohim Elyon, la'el gomer alai. Hear, God Most High, Elyon, right, Most High, Elohim, we have Elohim, le'Elohim Elyon, the judge, bringing out the Elohim, the judge, and the ruler of the world, Elyon, Elohim, Elyon, Elohim, the highest, whose prerogative is to administer justice. And in the bait, the second part of the verse, it says, to God, Hebraically, La El, to El, to the Almighty, the Hebrew El, the Mighty One, the Almighty One, La El, the El, who has the power of executing his will. La El Gomer, 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 to accomplish the object here in the Hebrew. The object is unspecified. Gomer, accomplish what? La El, the El Gomer, the El who accomplishes, who does, Allah upon I, for I. He accomplishes whatever he determines to do, Allah, for I, and I and I. Ekra, l'Elohim Elyon, La El Gomer, Allah. And again, it is written even in Psalm 119, Hebraically the 17th verse, where it reads, deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live, and I will observe thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live, and I will observe thy word. Gamol al avdecha echyeh ve'eshmera devarecha. Deal bountifully with thy servant. Here, here, here. Here, fulfilling the Midrash here with Mizmor Kof Yod 8, Psalm 119, here in the Gimel, Gamel, the Gimel section right here, 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 of Psalm 119, here, the 17th verse, Gimol, deal bountifully, Gimol, Gimol al, upon Avdeka, Gimol al Avdeka, Echyeh, 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 brought out in translation that I may live, Echyeh, in the Hebrew, I live, but moreover, I will live. Echyeh, I will live, even the sense of I will revive, right? Revivication. Echyeh, Echyeh, not Echyeh, not Echyeh is I am, I will be. Echyeh, Asher, Echyeh. Here we have Ech, Ech, Echyeh, Echyeh, not Echyeh, Echyeh, and Echyeh. Here we have Echyeh, Echyeh, I will live, I will revive, I will live. Gemol al avdeka, Echyeh. We eshmera, and I will observe, I will shemor, I will hedge about, I will guard.